started on Resh Yud Dalid, the last line of the right column. Rav Hashem's closeness. Yorid Ayidezeh, the mother of Klip is, she descends through this to the dwelling place, to the domain of the Klippas. The last generations, our generation, are called Ikvus of the Mashiach, the heel, the footsteps of Mashiach. Perish, what does that mean? It is the reason why it's called Ikvus of the Mashiach is because there is a metaphor of a whole image of a person. And every limb that is more distant from the source and the center of life, of life sustenance, so the light that reaches that limb is the sustenance that reaches that limb is smaller. And therefore, the heel, which is the most distant from the source of life, therefore the darkness is greater in these generations, shalikas of the Mashiach, shehem v'chinas ekev v'soif haguf, because this is the concept of the end, the heel, and the end of the body, ha-meruchik v'yoysim v'makorim v'akadachiyas, that is most distant from the source and the center of sustenance. Hey, mashnei Allah from Torah, and what is the source and the center of life? The source and the center of life are the 2,000 years of Torah. The Gemara says that the 6,000 years that the world will stand is divided into three parts. The first 2,000 is emptiness, the second 2,000 is Torah, and the third 2,000 is called Yemos HaMashiach. In those middle 2,000 was the giving of the Torah, and that was the time the Beis Hamikdash stood. And that is the source of life for this world. And therefore, we, that's why we find ourselves in a concept of distance from Hashem's light. That the light is very weak. And we find ourselves in great darkness. So this is the lashon that we say by slichas, that we feel robbed, and we dwell in darkness. And that's why the atmosphere is contaminated with defiance of Hashem's existence and animalistic desires. Also, lashon of a pasuk outside the sword. The sword murders. And that is why we live with fear indoors. Even if a person would seclude themselves in seclusion, a person can't sanctify themselves properly because the atmosphere is contaminated. What a beautiful picture. And this is why our tshuva and our resolutions do not are not lasting. Basically, what he's saying is we're doomed.
But his Esav,
he knew who we elected, I guess, huh?
Huh?
He knew who we elected.
Okay. Well, it's a...
Did I say that? I don't know.
Look, all that. There's elections every moment.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a Torah, he gets a Hara.
There's what?
There's elections every moment.
It's a Torah, it's a Hara.
Like the Torah, it's a Hara.
Vote. That is a great. That's great. There is, you know.
The Gemara says.
Vote now.
The Gemara says that that there is a constant war going on. Who is going to be the king over our body? It's Torah, it's Hara. So each one is running for a king, and we are the one that make the actions. So we do right. We didn't know who we would have liked.
Basically, what he's saying here is that we've created so many klipos upon klipos that no matter where we go,
right, the world, the air is contaminated. So even though our resolution might be serious and
right, what? It's like wee.
It all just makes it more special when we keep the yamak on. It's a little, all right, and the advice for all advice to be able to withstand all this is, she is chazik yazdovik b'Hashem v'koyach haTorah. We have to strengthen ourselves to connect to Hashem with the power of Torah. She Torah Or, which is the light of Torah.
It's similar to what you said last night. Don't go to that. Don't go to the place where it's Torah. Stay. Right. Don't even get to that madriga.
According to this, he's everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. He's more and more play in other in some places than others.
Yeah.
And through the Torah Gedoshe, a person will merit that the light of godliness will illuminate upon him. It is only with that light that we will see the light. As it says in Tanchuma, that the light, the holy light that Hashem created when He said, "Yehi Or, there shall be light," the world was not worthy of it. And it was therefore hidden for those who toil in Torah. They are able to see with Hashem's light through the Torah. Meaning, in a world of darkness, that is how one can access true light, through learning and toiling in Torah. Aleim Nemar, upon them that is said, upon them it is said, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the nation that walks in darkness saw a great light. As it is written in the name of Talmid Al Hashem, Perish Ram Chazal, in the explaining the words of Chazal, Yaakov Avinu Laimes. Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu never died. What does that mean? Yaakov, when I was al Torah, Yaakov represents Torah. Yadua. You know, the three Avos represent the three pillars upon which the world stands. Avraham was Chesed, Yitzchak is Avoda, and Yaakov is Torah. So, B'chol Amidah is Yesh B'chinas Misa V'Isbachlus Amidah. In each and every one of the character traits, there it is possible that there should be a death, which means a nullification of that character trait, or that attribute. I will be midazu shal Torah, but in when it comes to the Torah, ein b'chinas misa. There is no death. Meaning, if a person is truly connected to Torah, the person will never suffer a total disconnect. Sho'ira meir b'chala itam ha'matzav ma'chashechem. Its light illuminates in all times, in all circumstances, in the darkest circumstances, even in the darkness of Ikvus of the Mashiach and the days of the heels of Mashiach. We can add more to this. As the Slonim Rebbe, the Divrei Shmuel writes, that before Kabbalah Zatot, it is written, was on the third day when it became morning. There was thunder and lightning. That's before Kabbalah Zotar. And after Kabbalah Zotar, it says, the entire nation was able to see the thunder and the lightning. So there is a difference the way lightning is called. Before Kabbalah Zotar, it's called Brokim. Brokim means a flash. Lapidim, and after Kabbalah Zotar, it calls lightning Lapidim. Lapidim means torches. Okay, the Fnei Kabbalah Zotar, so he says, so the Son of Man said that before Kabbalah Zotar, Hayrak b'chin is Borak ha-meirak l'rega. Before Kabbalah Zotar, the lightning that they saw, the light that they saw, was all just flashes.
Who are they?
Bnei Yisrael.
As they approached the mountain,
they heard thunder and lightning. Right? And it calls lightning flashes. That's what it calls. Right? And immediately after Kabbalah Zotar, it describes that the thunder and the lightning was still powerful. But here, it's, before Kabbalah Zotar, when they approached the mountain, it calls it flashes. After Kabbalah Zotar, it calls it torches. So he says that before Kabbalah Zotar, all they saw was flashes, which is similar to our lightning. That all it's only there, it's a light that's there for a moment and then disappears. But once they accepted the Torah, those flashes, they were able to hold on to those flashes, and they lasted like torches. A torch has a connection with the oil and with the wick. It's a light that is everlasting. Meaning that with the koyach of the Torah, a person is able to maintain those flashes to last for a longer period of time. And that is what Yaakov Avinu Leimeis means. Yaakov Avinu, which represents Torah Leimeis, that doesn't die. A person, through the Torah, a person is able to hold on to one's resolutions. The light that is through the Torah is like a torch. Once the fire catches, it continues to illuminate. If you remember, that was when we started learning the Mishnayos after Davening. That's what we spoke about, this concept of through Torah, a person is able to hold on to their Esoteris. If not, the Esoteris gets lost. By Davening, which is the time that we have these Esoteris, we have these flashes. If we want to hold on to it, the only way to do that is through learning Torah.
I thought it was doing any mitzvah, I thought.
What?
I thought doing any mitzvah, you can hold on to something. It makes it clear.
Right. Yeah, true. I think Torah is the
best.
Torah is the one that works best. Okay. Rama Shishi. Oyer Hadas. The light of knowledge. Hashar L'Tshuva is the gateway to Tshuva. Okay? That's what he says. The Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, by the prayer of Shemoneh Esrei, Koidem L'Chol HaBakoshes Al HaGa'ula, before we ask for anything, before we ask for redemption, Tzmichas Keren Yeshua, or that Hashem should sprout forth the salvation. The first thing we ask for is Al Hadas. The first thing we ask for is Al Tochenin Al Hadas. We ask Hashem should give us knowledge. The first thing we ask for. Masmichim La, and then the second thing we ask for is Berachas HaTshuva, is to do Tshuva. Right? The first Berach is Al Tochenin Al Hadas. Second Berach is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Tzarasach. Right? The first thing is knowledge. The second thing we ask for is that Hashem should accept our tshuva. Amru Chazal. Chazal say Shetiknu is the reason why the Anshei Knesset Sagdoila established Shemoneh Esrei this way. The Al-Pi Ha'Ikra is according to a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says Udavava Yavin. Says his heart will understand. V'shav Udafalai, and then when he does tshuva, he will be cured. Mashma. So it seems from the pasuk Yiroish V'dishin and Yane Tshuva that the first requirement to be able to do tshuva, or a prerequisite to tshuva, with a chol shara tefillah, and for the rest of davening altogether, hadas, the prerequisite is knowledge. Chamamonim zal, as Chazal say, deyach kanisa machasayit. Chazal say, if you've acquired knowledge, you're not lacking anything.
What kind of knowledge?
That's what he's here for. Deyach chasarta. But if one is lacking knowledge, ma'akanisa, then he has acquired nothing. Chen kasuv, and another pasuk says, "Gola ami mibli das." My nation is exiled because of lack of knowledge. Meaning, shodesh hagolus, the root of golus, the root of exile, ushen nilkach b'chenes adas, is that knowledge has been taken from us. I'll get into what the, knowledge means. The Sforim HaKadoshim Yisrael Yisrael Mamar HaKosov, and the Sforim, in the Sforim HaKadoshim, it says on the foundation of the Pasuk, it says V'yodata HaYoyim, you shall know today V'ashevoysa Elavavecha, and you shall do tshuva. So the Sforim says Shadas Mevil the tshuva, that real knowledge brings a person to tshuva. Okay, now let's explain. Now the explanation of all this is, kishoyrish achet, the root of sin, humipgam eitz adas, comes from the defect which was caused by the eitz hadas, the tree of knowledge. Right? That's how chet came about altogether, tree of knowledge. Shenase iruv toivra. That is when there was a confusion of good and bad came into the world. Meaning, she'ein adam mavchin lahavdil bepgam agol sharad. Meaning that the person doesn't have the ability to discern the great defect that is caused by evil. And to what extent?
But we said he can't distinguish in good and evil. So then, how would he know?
No, it doesn't say. It says there's a confusion of good and evil.
And then the question is, why is it called the tree of knowledge? It's called the tree of confusion.
Right.
Okay. Let's see what he says.
She did it.
Meaning that he says that there is the confusion is that the person doesn't realize the great extent of the damage that the sin causes. They can go love anyone aside. Vamru Chazal. Chazal say, Im ein das havdola menayim. Chazal say that the reason why we say Motzei Shabbos, why we say havdola in the bracha of Chanan Adas, is because that in order to be able to differentiate, which is Abdullah is differentiating, one needs knowledge. You can't differentiate without knowledge. So being able to discern between good and evil requires das. Okay, your question has not yet been answered. Why is it called the Eitz Das?
Because das helps you distinguish between good and evil, and now you can't. So it seems like it's the non-das.
The Torah always talks in positive ways. Euphemistic, no?
Euphemism.
All right. No. You know.
That's what I'm saying. I can't remember who says it. That based on the question that I asked yesterday on what was the point of creating man without Yetzer Hara? So we got a different approach. But there are those that say that that Adam before the Chet of the Eitz Hadaas, Adam was able to see good and see evil, but he didn't see it as good and evil. He saw it as life and death. So although he could have any time done something bad if he wanted to, but that would be ridiculous. It would be like jumping off the roof.
Black and white.
He saw good. Right? It was good. It was life and death. And death. The Eitz Hadaas is what brought in the element of good and evil. It's not life and death. It's good and evil. Meaning, you can live with evil too. It's Eitz Hadaas Tevera. It's the Eitz that brought in this new knowledge of good and evil. Instead of viewing good and evil as life and death, it seemed like within life there were two ways to go, good and evil. So that's exactly what he's saying here, is that the Eitz Hadaas brought in a new element of not realizing the extent and the damage that evil causes.
Then why Adam succumbed to temptation?
It was exactly the words of the Nachash were, you can eat from it and you won't die. You can eat from it, you won't die. There's a new thing. There's Ra. You don't have to.
Yesterday's speech. So what you said.
Based on yesterday's speech, yes. Is something else, yeah?
That Adam didn't make enough effort to resist?
Right. Adam could have resisted if he wanted.
That's what I mean.
Right. That's what I said yesterday. Yeah.
So he didn't really put his 100% effort.
Right.
That's why Hashem didn't help him, because he didn't put his 100% effort.
Right. No, he didn't even need to come out to Hashem's help. So all I said is, once he did, now the Yetzer Hara has free reign, and he can entice us to things that we have no power to overcome. Okay. Like if somebody has the Yetzer Hara to go to the game in the middle of a shir, they won't be able to overcome. Yeah. Therefore, the root of tshuva, yadas, is the knowledge, lahavdil ben tov lera, to differentiate between good and evil. Meaning, he says, what I just said, shekehavdil ben mavas lachayim uben or lachoshech, kenu ahavdil amuchlik ben tov lera. The person has to realize that the same difference that there is between death and life, between light and darkness, so also is the separation, the absolute separation between good and evil. There is nothing in between, and there is no confusion. And this is the exact opposite of the power of the Yetzirah, Hamatl Bilbul V'Tishto Shadas, that brings in a confusion, that there is some kind of middle road.
So what did you say, that it's not the Eitz Hadaas, it's not Das that creates the Bilbul?
It's the opposite of Das. He's saying that Das...
Das gives you that ability to differentiate between the two.
Right.
Train to override.
Right.
Not just differentiate, it's first awareness, and then to distinguish between the two.
Which is what he seems to be saying now, but what he said before, he seems to be saying that the Eitz Hadas created that
awareness.
Mixing of
no, that's what he says. It does confuse. His kasha was, why is that the case? Why it's called Eitz Hadas? It should be the eighth of the opposite of Das.
Right.
So, right, so the answer that I gave was that it was an Eitz Hadas Tovera. Hates that brought in a das of Tevira, which is really the opposite of das. A das is Chaim and Mavis. I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay. Let's stop here.